For those born and raised in struggling Rust Belt cities, it's common to move away for job opportunities or a different lifestyle. The city of Altoona has steadily lost population since its height in the 1930s. For Keystone Crossroads, WPSU's Min Sheehan talked to those who've returned to the area to learn why they made that decision.
Stephen McKnight calls himself a boomeranger.
I'm actually a double boomeranger.
McKnight grew up in Altoona and moved to D.C. for work for a few years after college. He boomeranged back to Altoona but left again when his wife took a job in Pittsburgh. Now he's the president of the Altoona Blair County Development Corporation. He says this time he's sticking around, and he started a campaign working to bring more people home.
They've gone away, and now we want them to come back. And when we see them come back and establish, reestablish roots, open up businesses, invest in properties, those are the stories that we want to really celebrate.
The campaign, First Frontier, aims to rebrand Altoona, emphasizing its affordable housing, job opportunities, and quality of life.
Coming home, your first frontier.
McKnight says the campaign appeals to both natives and newcomers.
We used to be all about a single mission, which is to attract big business, big industry to a certain area. And nowadays, it's all about attracting people now.
Healthcare, retail, and manufacturing account for more than half of Blair County's employment. But McKnight says technology has allowed people to become more mobile with their work, and they get to put lifestyle first. Christina Battisti moved back to Altoona a little over a year ago. After living in Los Angeles for a decade, Battisti says she is soaking in the change in the pace of life.
There's a simplicity of life here. My really good friend who lives near Johnstown has a beautiful garden, and you know, going there to pick vegetables in her garden was oddly therapeutic for me. There's something very beautiful, I think, about what central Pennsylvania has to offer.
Altoona's cost of living is about 12% lower than the national average, according to Forbes. Battisti says she is happy with that low cost of living and the opportunity to be close to her family. In LA, Battisti worked in marketing in the entertainment industry. She jumped from one project to another and says she never wanted a full-time job. She wasn't sure if that would work in Altoona.
Surprisingly, the gig economy here in Altoona is working out pretty well.
Battisti says she is able to strike a balance between partnering with a local marketing company and starting her own storytelling workshop. That transition took a lot of work, but she says now she can envision a future based in Altoona, although she misses having a group of like-minded people.
Not having a tribe of people or my core group of people that I can go to on a regular basis for encouragement or motivation or a pep talk, that has been very frustrating.
A little farther from downtown, Bill Ward is busy overseeing trucks leaving for destinations across the country.
This is a typical freight dock here.
Ward says this is where he belongs. His great-grandfather started Ward Trucking in 1931 in Altoona. Today, he is part of the fourth generation running this family business along with his father, brother, and two cousins.
My grandfather tells stories he remembers when he was a kid. The drivers would actually stay in their guest room. His mom would cook for them.
For the first two generations, the trucks mostly traveled around central Pennsylvania. That has changed. The company now has a network spread across 9 states, from California to New York to North Carolina. Although Altoona will always remain their headquarters, it doesn't handle as much traffic anymore. Ward is also a boomeranger. He went to the Navy Academy in Maryland, then deployed to the Middle East twice. He lived in San Diego before returning earlier this year. He says making the decision to come back was easy.
Everybody really looks after each other. A lot of businesses here take care of the community. Other bigger cities, you don't necessarily see that same priority placed on people.
Ward says businesses in the area are thinking ahead. Ward Trucking has aimed their marketing campaign at millennials. One of those strategies? Write a catchy commercial jingle.
War Nation is here.
The mayor of Altoona, Matt Pacifico, says local government is working to bring in new businesses and young talent. He points to Altoona's recent exit from Act 47 to show that the city is on an upswing. I'm Min Shen, WPSU.
Here, war nation is here.